Moberly Spartan Basketball is on AM 1230 Quix. From the opening tip-off to the final horn, stay tuned for exciting play-by-play on your sports leader and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for Spartan Basketball on Quix.
Well, we have a rather early start tonight with the JV game already concluded. So welcome to Moberly High School. I'm Eric Duke with you on Regional Radio as Moberly hosts the number four Southern Boone Eagles, who are 10-0 on the season. Moberly 6-2, four consecutive victories, 2-0 on its home floor. The Spartans defeated the Eagles last year 62-52 at Southern Boone in Cord Hagedorn's head coaching debut. Moberly shot 49% from the field in that contest. Southern Boone, the Tri-County Tournament champions, they defeated Blair Oaks 60-52 in that contest. They are guided by Sam Sticknote, a two-time All-State performer. Moberly in its home whites, blue numbers, red trim left to right. Southern Boone, its road blacks, white numbers, and red trim right to left. And the Eagles win the opening tap. Undefeated, number four in the state. Reese Gilmore, a junior, two-year starter with it near side. Bell defends man-to-man. Brady Trammell with his first touch. Now off right side and back to Trammell. Wietrich on him. Gilmore near wing. Long possession. Up top Trammell. The senior holds right hip. Then passes off. Now Sticknote with his first touch. And he whips it right side for cousin Tyson Smith. Motion, dribble, drive offense. Gilmore gets middle, up in, under, front rim and in. Head coach Andy Jansen says that 15-foot pull-up is best shot. 2-0 Eagles, 50 seconds played. Near wing, Kester. Cross-court, Wietrich. Step back, jump shot, in and out, offensive board. Kester put back short, and a rebound, Sticknote. The senior scampers front court. Fires near corner. Catches back left wing. Graves on him. These two teams met in the district championship on the gridiron. Southern Boone a 12-6 victor. Graves and Sticknote. Key pieces in that game. Sticknote right block. Twists. 8-footer short. Rebound underneath Stewart. Moberly possession. It trails 2-0 a minute 30 play. Graves open up top. Whips it near wing. Catches right back. Now Wietrich again near wing, fresh off a career-high 35-point performance, and he scored 29 the last time in this building against Hallsville. The Spartans with four straight wins. Up top Bell, red shoes, white socks, stops left elbow, scoops out. Left corner, Kester thought about the three, but bombs it near wing Bell. Long possessions for both sides early. Lob right block, Wietrich short layup in. Tied at 2. 2 minutes played. Gilmore up top. Wheels right corner. And a Southern Boone reset. Gilmore again straight away. Bell on him. Gilmore left elbow. Fall away. Right rim. Offensive board. Sticknote. Powers up. Blocked from behind. Kester. Out of bounds. Baseline. Possession stays with Southern Boone. .538 first quarter. Tied at 2, Southern Boone baseline inbound. Bounce pass middle. Smith wide open. Two-footer off glass. Misses it right. Tipped around. Sticknote has it for the Eagles. Lost opportunity out of bounds. Baseline and possession remains with Southern Boone. Inbound right wing. Gilmore catches in front of the Spartans bench. And the junior dribbles straight away. Bell on him. Moberly in man-to-man. Right side Smith. Again, long possessions both sides. A patient game early. Near wing Sticknote. Hands off Gilmore. Open three-pointer. Right rim, high bounce. And a high board for Kester, but it's taken away. Smith, left block. Lamp blocked away, Kester. In an outlet for Wietrich. Left side, saves it inbounds, but right to Southern Boone. Pass too strong from Kester. Sticknote passes right block. Lamp Smith blocked again. Kester, but a foul call. Now back and forth a bit. And that is Kester's first. So Tyson Smith at the line. Just a 57% free throw shooter. His first is short. The junior bends, releases, misses the second, and Mobley rebounds. Tied at 2, 3 minutes played. Mobley 6-2 on the season. Near wing, Kester. Weitrich cuts back, doors and plucks it. Dribbles near corner. Stop and start, flips out. Left corner three, Kester, right rim. Long rebound, Bell stays Mobley basketball. Bell cars baseline, right block, layup front, rim drops. That's the aggressiveness they've been awaiting from the sophomore. Just 4.4 points per game on the year, but a returning starter. 4-2 Mobley, its first lead, 4.5 to play first quarter. Southern Boone right to left, undefeated number 4 in the state. Gilmore behind the back, stop and start. Scoops middle, Smith right block, layup, can't respond, and a rebound Mobley. The Spartans victors of 4 straight games. Bell into the front court. Crosses over, loses his footing, and turns it over. Trammell for Southern Boone. Twists near wing. The senior yet to attempt a shot. Right corner, Gilmore. He's got the lone points for the Eagles. Passes near wing. Trammell attacks, right block, layup, short. Rebound, Weitrich in traffic. Spartans possession. It's kicked around in the backcourt, and a kickball call. Mobley possession. Keegan Maynard checks in for Southern Boone for the first time. Blake Dunn to the bench. Maynard, a 6'2 senior forward. 4-2 Mobley leads, 3:40 to play first quarter. Weitrich near wing. Dribbles left tip, chest pass middle for Graves. Back near side, Kester. Carves right block, bobbled it away, and a steal for Southern Boone. The Eagles average 11 steals per game. Near block, a lot of contact, offensive foul on Smith. Mobley a 4-0 run for the 4-2 lead, 3:24 to play first quarter. Spartans 2-0 on their home floor, 6-2 on the year, 4 straight victories. Bell left side, dribbles off a stagger screen, hands for Weitrich. Left wing, triple right rim, loose near side and a rebound, Southern Boone. Weitrich hit 8 threes in the overtime victory Saturday. Stick note near corner, bobbles, corrals, left block, flips it out. Gilmore up top, hoists in, open, 3 and connects. And a full timeout for the Mobley Spartans. Southern Boone back in front. 5-4 its lead, 2:57 to play first quarter. You're listening to Quicks in CentralMoInfo.com.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Back at Mobley High School, where the Spartans trail Southern Boone 5-4, 2:57 to play first quarter. Mobley's 4 straight victories at Booneville, at Harrisburg versus Hallsville, 72-50 the last time in this building. And Saturday, 61-60, an overtime triumph against Warrenton in the MRMC Peak Sport and Spine Holiday Shootout. Mobley possession out of the court, Hagedorn full timeout, 5-4 it trails, 2:57 first quarter. Southern Boone in a 2-2-1 press here, a matchup zone team. Dominic Stone King touches into the game the first time and needs some help. And turns it over in the backcourt. Now a dive for it, far side, out of bounds, baseline, and possession stays, or goes to Southern Boone, rather. Andy Jansen barks the play, a 16th-year head coach for the Eagles. District champions a couple seasons ago. Right wing Trammell. Hands off Gilmore, who dribbles up top. Dell on him. Pass middle. Smith fakes a handoff. Weichrich defends. Tries to poke for the steal. Lob backdoor. Right block. Layup. Stickno. What a play. Stickno with his first points. He averages 18 and a half a night. 7-4 Moberly trails. 2:20 first quarter. Stone King near wing. Wheels middle. Bounce pass left side. Kester holds. Crosses over. Flips left corner for Graves. The senior went scoreless last time out. Turns it over. Trammell the steal. Throws middle for Stickno. Looks back door. Instead hands off. Right side three. Trammell buries it. Now the Eagles heating up. 10-4 their lead. A minute 50 to play first quarter. Bell off screen left. Stickno on him. Bell dribbles off the right foot and a foul called. Moberly possession. That goes on Keegan Maynard. Moberly inbound near sideline, down 10-4, a minute 39 to play first quarter. Moberly 6-2 has already matched last year's win total. Southern Boone 10-0, undefeated, number 4 in the state. Bell catches near side, just off the red M at midfloor. Weichrich up top, push off with the right hand, now resets. Bell left side on the Spartans logo. An 8-0 run for Southern Boone. Weichrich left side. Dribbles off a screen and another foul called. That is the first foul on Reese Gilmore. Build it inbound baseline. Minute 19, first quarter. 10-4 Southern Boone. Left corner three. Weichrich swish. That snaps the 8-0 run. Gilmore attacks right block. Fall away off glass for a deuce. Gilmore with 7. He averages 15 a game. Now Lekester near side. Right block. Layup front rim. Loose far side. Scrap for it. Southern Boone possession. Inside a minute first quarter. 12-7 Eagles. Snickno. Right block. Layup. Drops in. And a foul. Stick note to the line where he attempts 7.2 free throws per game. And his hand one comes up short. Rebound Stone King, who picked up the foul. Left side Bell has some space, but circles up top. 14-7 Moberly trails. 40 seconds first quarter. Kester left side in front of the Southern Boone bench. Crosses over, and a blocking foul. That is 14 fouls on the Eagles, 2 on Moberly. And that is the first foul on Stickno. Seconds, first quarter. 14-7 Southern Boone, Moberly basketball left to right. Bell near side. Dribbles off screen right from Miller. Gets the switch. Now Kester far side. Floats it deep left side for Weichrich. Moberly wants to hold for one. Weichrich picks up the dribble, side arms it out. Bell with 7 seconds, near side, jump shot, buckets. Bell with 4, 14-9, Southern Boone 1 second, and the prayer from Gilmore comes up well short. 14-9, Southern Boone leads after a quarter. You're listening to Quicks in CentralMoInfo.com.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season at Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Start of the second quarter. Moberly trails 14-9 with possession left to right. The Spartans 6-2. Southern Boone undefeated, number 4 in the state. Kester near wing. Jab, stop, free throw line. Back-to-back double-doubles for him. Lost it, but recovers. Zigzags middle, left block, fall away off glass, tipped up. Out of bounds baseline, and possession stays with Moberly. Kester has 10-plus rebounds in 4 of the last 5 games. Build inbound baseline. Kester cuts left corner and snatches. Near side, Wietrich. Points for a screen left, gets it, contested 3 up top right rim. Rebound Southern Boone. 7.5 to play first half. Stick note right side, chest pass up top. Gilmore another 3, can't get back to back. Offensive board, stick note up for 2. The Eagles averaged 13 offensive boards per game. Cord Hagedorn cited that as a concern in the pregame. 16-9 Southern Boone, a minute played second quarter. Left side, Kester. Zips it near wing. Bell. Dances up top. Finds an open Stone King in the left corner. Who pitches it near wing for Kester. Kester in the middle. Fall away left side short and a rebound stick note. Outlet right side, Trammell. Right block. Lamp drops in. And another timeout for the Moberly Spartans. It is a 30-second timeout. 18-9, Southern Boone leads. 6:43 to play in the first half. Southern Boone's victories versus Harrisburg, then the Tri-County Tournament, Eldon, Boonville, Blair Oaks, then California, Fatima, Lynn, Macon, Fulton, and Clopton. Macon trailed Southern Boone by just 4, actually, with 3 minutes to play, but ultimately lost that contest by 16. Southern Boone 19-8 a year ago. And Andy Jansen said that was largely building toward this year. They had graduated all but one significant piece from a group that had won a combined 52 games and a district title the previous 2 years. Moberly basketball, 6:43 to play first half, down 18-9 with possession left to right. Bell trots front court for the 6-2 Spartans. Left side, Stone King. The all-conference quarterback drives left side, hands off left corner. Bell knocked out of bounds, and possession stays with Moberly. Cody McDowell, the Spartans head football coach, watches on from the far corner. And his quarterback inbounds to Bell, the sophomore returning starter. Near side, Kester. Bombs it far corner, tipped out of bounds into the Southern Boone bench, and possession stays with Moberly. 6:21 first half, 18-9 Southern Boone. Bell inbounds for Stone King. The sophomore with an increased role with Savion Thorpe out for the year. Near corner, Bell sidesteps, thought about the pull-up, needs some help and gets it to Wietrich, who attacks left side, fall away, drops in. Wietrich with 7. He had 29 last time on this court, 35 Saturday at MACC. 18-11 Southern Boone. 2 minutes into the second. Gilmore near side. The junior and all-state soccer player. Back-to-back 15-point-per-game seasons on the hardwood. Dribbles off screen left. Rolls it near side. Stick no. Backs down. Over the shoulder blocked. Kester. Rebound. Moberly and a foul called in the backcourt. If that's on stick note, that's 2. Nope, they call it on his cousin Tyson Smith, who was nearby, and that is his 2nd. So Tanner Goodrich in for the first time. Also, Keegan Maynard back in for Southern Boone. Smith and Nick Post out. 18-11, the Spartans trail, winners of 4 straight games. 5:40 first half. Left side, Kester in front of the Southern Boone bench. Whips it near side, Graves. Passes up top. It's saved into the front court by Kester. That pass intended for Stone King, who had looked away. Kester fires far corner, intercepted. Outlet Trammell up top, one on two. Trammell twists, kicks out, stick note right side. Reset up top, Trammell. Navigates right side, runner off glass too strong, rebound Stewart. Mobley basketball. Down 18 to 11, 3 minutes played, second quarter. Weetrich 15, footer short, and a rebound in the middle for Goodrich. Near side, Maynard scoops back. Stick note up top, the two-time All-Stater jabs. He visited Lindenwood last night. Gilmore far side, six-footer in. Gilmore with nine. Head coach Andy Jansen thinks he could play basketball or soccer at the next level. 20-11 Southern Boone, 4:35 first half. Weetrich circles left side, tipped out of bounds, stays with Moberly. Andy Jansen calls Gilmore the most talented player he has had in his 16 seasons. Just needs a bit more maturity from a shot selection perspective at this point. But back-to-back seasons with 15 points per game. Stone King wheels up top, takes a bump from Trammell, and that is his first foul. 4:25 first half, 20-11 Southern Boone. Mobley won it last year, 62-52 at Southern Boone in Court Hagedorn's head coaching debut. Second-year head man, eight-year Mobley assistant. Weetrich rolls left side. Southern Boone in its matchup, 2-3 zone. Kester stop and start, left block layup, bottom of the backboard, tip from Stewart, no good, and a rebound Southern Boone. 3-on-2, right block layup, Trammell, good. From Sticknote, who averages 4.6 assists per game. 22-11 Southern Boone. The Eagles had an 8-0 run in the first quarter, middle of the second quarter. Weetrich twists, left double pull-up, lot of contact, no problem. Weetrich with nine. The Crest All-Star averages 23 a game. Gilmore barrels middle. Stick note right side, attacks left block, layup answers. 24-13 Eagles, 3:35 first half. Southern Boone 10-0, number four in the state. Stone King zigzags, bounce pass, Stewart right block, layup no, but a late foul call on Keegan Maynard, his second. Andy Jansen didn't like that one. He thought Maynard stood straight up. So Stewart to the line where he is 3-for-7 on the year. He was 1-for-4 at the line Saturday in the overtime victory against Warrington in the holiday shootout. And that was a big one compared to your typical holiday shootout, as Moberly and Warrington share a district this year. Stewart misses the first. Moberly trailed that one by 8 in the fourth quarter. Got it to overtime, scored the first 4 points of the extra session, and never let up. The senior Stewart, first-year varsity guy. Can't get the second, rebound Eagles. 3:25 first half, 24-13 Southern Boone. Gilmore steps into a contested three, buckets. Gilmore with 12. He shoots 35% from outside. Southern Boone, its largest lead. 27-13, 3:10 first half. Out of bounds near side, possession stays Moberly. So this is the issue without Thorpe. Out for the year with the compound fracture, suffered last time in this building against Hallsville. Moberly still in need of that second score. Bell dances middle, kicks out. Near corner three, Graves can't answer. Long rebound Moberly. Kester has it, stays Spartans. Now Kester loses it, loose near side, back to Bell. Still Moberly, right block, layup too strong. Tipped up Stewart, no, second try, short, rebound Weetrich, his follow pops out, another try, got it. Weetrich with 11. But Moberly just 15 as a team, down 27-15, 2:40 first half. And Weetrich a steal at midfloor, all alone, right block, finger rolls it home. Weetrich keeping the Spartans in it, in search of a fifth straight win, down 27-17. 2:20 first half. Right corner, Goodrich. He turns it over. Weetrich all alone again. Accelerates, right block, jams it home. And a 30-second timeout for Southern Boone. Weetrich with 15. 27-19 Eagles. 2:10 first half, 6-0 run for the Spartans with Braden Weitrich. You're listening to KWIX AM Moberly.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Southern Boone basketball out of the Andy Jansen timeout. 27-19 it leads with possession right to left. Road blacks, white numbers, red trim. 2 minutes to go first half. Gilmore behind the back, bobbles, Weitrich, another steal. Three in a row, one-on-one with Trammell for two. What a run from Weitrich, who averages 2.6 steals per game. An 8-0 run for him. 27-21 Southern Boone leads. A buck 40 to play first half. The Eagles allow just 47.9 points per game. Nobody has scored 60 on them. Three of their 10 wins decided by single figures. Dunn straight away. Graves, the all-conference linebacker on him. Now post middle. Hands off Sticknow. The two-sport all-stater powers. Left block, layup block, but a foul called. And Sticknow to the line. That is Kester's second. 1:18 to play first half. 27-21 Southern Boone. Sticknow, 1,200-plus career points, so he'll finish second or third all-time at Southern Boone. He won't catch Nick Carlos. He's got 810 career rebounds as he makes the first free throw for his ninth point. And he will break that record once he hits 900. A back-to-back, double-double per game guy. Gets a pair and now into double figures with 10. 29-21 Eagles. As that snaps an 8-0 Moberly run. 29-21 Southern Boone, a minute 10 to play first half. Moberly possession left to right. Home whites, blue numbers, red trim. Weitrich off screen left, between the legs. Carves left side, up in under, short. Rebound, Southern Boone. Gilmore right side. Gallops front court. Kicks it to the right corner. Post gives back. Gilmore with a black leg sleeve on the left leg. Near corner, Trammell. He hit five threes in Southern Boone's opener. 42 seconds first half. Gilmore zigzags. Free throw line, jumper hits. Gilmore with 14. 31-21 Eagles, 32 seconds first half. Bell up and under, answers. Pretty. In front of father and MACC assistant Andre Bell. 23 seconds first half, 31-23 Eagles with possession. Number four in the state, 2 years off a district championship. Sam Sticknow, the only key contributor back from that team, for which he was an all-stater. 10 seconds first half, Gilmore near side. Dribbles off screen right. Crosses over, lobs right block, fall away for Sticknow, bottoms. And that ends the half, 33-23, Southern Boone's lead. Sticknow with 12, Gilmore with 14, a balanced effort for Southern Boone. Weitrich with 17 for the Spartans, but that accounts for all but six of Moberly's points. 33-23, Southern Boone at the break. We'll come back, recap the first half numbers, as Moberly looks to knock off undefeated number four Southern Boone on Quicks.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
A bit out of the ordinary here, and the reason being there was no girls varsity game. We'd usually talk to Tony Vestal. We started a solid 20 to 25 minutes early on our scheduled time. I get that some of the content will be a little bit outdated, but we've still got a half to go. So no reason not to let you hear our Cord Hagedorn interview that was recorded pregame. Again, unusual circumstance here that we started super duper early, so we couldn't get that in, and then on top of that, we don't have Tony Vestal to interview because there was not a girls game tonight. So we'll hear from Cord Hagedorn right now on Quicks and CentralMoinfo.com. It's 33-23 Southern Boone.
On Quicks, we're joined by Spartan second-year head man Cord Hagedorn ahead of a matchup against Southern Boone here on regional radio. You're coming off the big overtime win against Warrenton. How are the boys feeling headed into the second semester?
Well, we've been fighting a little sickness, so we're hopefully feeling a lot better than what we did. We took a couple days off there around New Year's again and just kind of tried to avoid that, but we've been pretty slim with numbers at practice just due to not feeling well. So hopefully we can bounce back today with our day of school, with our couple days of school, and then be ready to go tonight.
We're joined by Cord Hagedorn pregame. Obviously, Braden had the electric performance. Now that you've had a chance to look back at the film, playing a second game without Savion, what's more of do you want to see from some of the other guys in a night like this?
I think we just got to be ourselves. We can't force things. We've got to know when it's a good time to go and when it's not. And once we do that, then, you know, it's just kind of knowing ourselves. And the quicker we figure out who we are as players, the better off we're going to be in the long run. So they can't go be Savion. They've got to be themselves and know what they do well and do it to the best of their ability.
What do you see from Southern Boone? What makes them undefeated in state ranked?
They just play so darn hard, and they've got a lot of guys back from last year, and you know, they kind of were on everybody's radars last year, and so they're now got their own radar this year to kind of bounce back and beat teams that might have beat them last year. So the Sticknote kid is really, really good. He's athletic and they get out in transition really well, and they rebound well, which scares us. And then they have a couple guards that can knock down shots from the perimeter, and most everybody on their team can shoot it and dribble it and drive it. So you have to be able to contain the basketball. And so that's really scary when you've got to guard all five guys on the floor.
Moberly head coach Cord Hagedorn with us pregame. What stands out about their team defensively?
Just the activity that they have and how active they are. They switch a lot of screens, which makes it hard because a lot of teams don't do that. And so you have to be able to adjust to that and know there's going to be a defender bouncing out there. And then they also just rebound so well. You know, they kind of leave the Sticknote in the middle a little bit and allow him to kind of clog things up in there with his athleticism and his just defensive presence. And everybody else can kind of get out into passing lanes to make things hard for everybody, for the offensive team.
Cord Hagedorn with us on Quicks Radio ahead of a matchup against Southern Boone. You haven't had a lot of home games yet this year. You're on your home floor playing a state-ranked team. I'm sure those football guys are a little bit hungry, too, after the district championship loss. So how excited are you guys for this opportunity?
You know, you don't get to play a state-ranked team very often, and even though they are a class lower than us, you know, but they're still state-ranked, and they are really, really good. And, you know, we were able to beat them last year on their home floor, and I'd say they would probably like to do the same thing. You know, I'd hope that it kind of gets at our football kids just a little bit, and the fact that they kind of ended our season a game or two earlier than what we really wanted. And so hopefully that gives us a little motivation. But on the same token, you know, we're not going to play football. We're gonna play basketball, and that ball's gonna be a round instead of oblonged, and so it'll be hopefully better outcome for our school and for our team.
Spartans head coach Cord Hagedorn pregame ahead of a matchup with state ranked Southern Boone. We appreciate your time. Best of luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks for coverage.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly, or online at akgunsammo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
What do you do when you have picky eaters in the family and everyone wants something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, and oven-baked sandwich or eight-piece boneless wings, topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominoes.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Three to 23, the lead for Southern Boone at the half. If you just joined us during that interview, just to clarify again, that was our Court Hagedorn pregame interview, but we started about 25 minutes early here, so we weren't able to stick that in, and we didn't have Tony Vestal like we normally would in that time frame because of the no girls action tonight. It is 33 to 23. Southern Boone leads. Braden Weitrich with 17 for Moberly. Andre Bell with 6, so just two guys have scored. Reese Gilmore has 14 for the Eagles. Sam Sticknote has 12. Brady Trammell has 7. So only 5 guys have scored in this game. Incredible. Well, we got the second half coming up next. Undefeated Southern Boone, 6-2 Moberly on Quicks.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Start of the second half, Moberly and Southern Boone. The Spartans trail 33-23. As Jeff Sherman, son Matthew, in the building. Central Methodist head assistant coach, possibly doing some scouting, come to see. Southern Boone possession left to right to open the second half, 33-23 its lead. The Eagles undefeated, 10-0, number 4 in the state. Moberly 6-2, 2-0 on its home floor. The Eagles in their road blacks, white numbers, red trim. Gilmore with possession left side. The junior had 14 in the first half. Near side done. The 5-5 guard passes off, tipped out of bounds. Possession stays with the Eagles. The Tri-County Tournament champions this year with a 60-52 victory against Blair Oaks on the first. Gilmore near side off screen right. Moberly looks to trap. Reset straight away with Smith. Back near wing. Gilmore tosses middle into traffic, stays Southern Boone. Sticknote kicks out. Dunn's first attempt, a near side three, rattles out. Offensive board, kick out. Left side, Trammell tries a three, left rim, long rebound, far side. And a foul called on Trammell. That's his second Moberly possession. Braden Weitrich to inbound for the Spartans. He had 17 of the 23 in the first half for Moberly. Bell the other 6. 33-23, Moberly trails, 45 seconds played second half. Bell off screen left from Graves. Matchup zone for Southern Boone. Right side three, Weitrich back iron, high bounce, rebound Smith. The 6'4 forward outlets to Gilmore, who bombs far side, done in traffic, tipped and taken. Moberly ball, Kester zigzags front court. Finds Weitrich, but it's tipped and taken right back. Transition for Southern Boone. Stick, no twist. Left block. Layup, right rim. Tipped up offensive board. Done three straight away. Back iron. High bounce. And Moberly rebounds with Stewart. A little helter-skelter. Minute 20 played second half. 33-23 Southern Boone. Runner for Bell. Draws a foul and he'll head to the line. Bell 69% from the free throw line this season. And that is three on Brady Trammell. Bell with red shoes, white socks. The sophomore bends. In search of his first double-figure performance of the year. He did so six times as a freshman. That's one step closer with seven. His season-high 9 points against Harrisburg in a 73-48 victory. That was the second of four straight for the Spartans. The second misses left, stick note boards it. 33-24 Southern Boone, a minute and a half played in the third. Near corner done. Back for Gilmore. The junior attacks, passes left block. Layup Smith blocked from behind, but a foul called. Weitrich and Stewart both in the vicinity. And it goes on Stewart. That is just his first. Smith swishes the first. He is the favorite to replace his cousin Sam Sticknote as the quarterback for the reigning district football champion Southern Boone Eagles, who defeated Moberly at Moberly 12-6 in the fall on a snow-covered field. Smith gets two. 35-24 Southern Boone leads, a minute 40 into the second half. Weitrich near side, contested 19-footer block from behind Smith, rebound Southern Boone. Outlet far side. Pass up top, Gilmore. Steps out, fires far side for Sticknote, who bullies middle. Kick out, near side three, Trammell got it. Trammell into double figures. 38-24, Moberly's deficit. Bell crosses over, left block, layup rolls in. That's nine to match that aforementioned season high from the Harrisburg game. 38-26, Southern Boone's advantage with possession left to right. 5:40 third quarter. Gilmore pounds middle, turnover. 2-on-1, Kester right block, layup, foul call, free throws ahead. That is the second on Sticknote. Kester scoreless tonight. His first free throw, scoreless no more. Kester with back-to-back double-doubles. And his second free throw misses left. 38-27, Southern Boone leads, 5.5 to play third quarter. The Eagles undefeated. Gilmore left side, three buckets. Nobody stepped up. He's got 17. He's had too much room on some of these looks. 41-27 Eagles. Spartans possession right to left. 5 minutes third quarter. Kester left elbow. Whips it for Bell. Gilmore defends. Weitrich off a curl. Fall away. Jumper. No problem. Weitrich with 19. He had 17 in the first half. Sticknote near wing. 41-29 Southern Boone. 3:20 played in the third. Up top, Sticknote. Right elbow, jump shot, right rim, high bounce. Rebound, Moberly. Bell scampers front court. Pops it near side, too high for Kester, out of bounds. Weitrich throws the hands, displeased with that, in possession to Southern Boone. 41-29, Eagles with the basketball left to right. 4.5 to play third quarter. Southern Boone in search of an 11-0 start. Left corner, Sticknote. Barrels left block, reverse, layup drops in. Sticknote with 14. 1,200-plus career points for the two-time All-Stater. He'll finish second or third in school history. Kester near wing, over the head middle. Bell left block, twist, reverse, layup, can't get it. Saved in bounds, now out of bounds on the near side, saved from the baseline. Mobley possession, 43-29, it's deficit, middle of the third quarter. Mobley 6-2 to match last year's win total. Four straight wins for the Spartans. But just their second game without two-time Crest All-Star Savion Thorpe. Near corner three, Wietrich buries it. And we get a Mobley timeout. 43-32, Mobley trails 22 points for Braden Wietrich. It's a full timeout for the Spartans. 3:53 to play, third quarter on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Agadorn full timeout, 43-32. Moberly trails, 3:53 to play third quarter. Tanner Wietrich checking in on his brother's point total over the break. He'll enter practice after the holidays as the starting shortstop for Iowa. Former Spartan All-Stater. Left side, Gilmore, an All-State soccer player himself. Up top, Gilmore crosses over. Right side, fall away, rolls out, tipped up, and Wietrich the rebound. Braden with 22 points to match the jersey number. Blue numbers, red trim, white jerseys. Right corner, Kester. Twist middle, scoops up top. Wietrich free throw line, jumper off right. Rebound underneath Stickno. He'll be the school's all-time leading rebounder when he graduates. He twirls middle. Left side three, Smith left rim. Long rebound near side, Trammell. He hoists a three, front rim. Tipped up, rebound Moberly. Graves outlets, his pass tip, but he corrals and it stays Moberly ball. Down 43-32, 2:50 third quarter. Bell right side, pops right block, layup, Stewart denied from the weak side. Out of bounds baseline, possession stays Moberly. What a block from Gilmore. No wonder his head coach raves about the verticality. Right side, Graves. A whistle away from the ball. It's on Andre Bell, so possession of Southern Boone. Screen on the backside. That's Bell's first. Stone King in, Stewart out, so Moberly goes small here. Bell, Kester, Stone King, Wietrich, and Graves, the five. Gilmore navigates into the front court and a blocking foul called on the Spartans. That is Kester's third. 2:37 third quarter, 43-32 Southern Boone. Just three of their 10 games decided by single figures. Andy Jansen looks on, a 16th-year head coach. Left corner, Smith. Lobs left block. Trammell left side, three-pointer, right rim. Offensive board, put back, stick note, no. Second try, fouled from behind. Likely on Wietrich, and stick note back to the line. It's actually on Kester who was next to him. That is his fourth. Moberly would have rathered that be on Wietrich. It would have been his first as stick note misses the first one short. So Stewart right back in and Kester out. Tough night for Kester. He averages 13 points, 9 rebounds a game, but just 1 point tonight. Stick note second. Off front rim and a rebound, Stewart. Moberly possession still down 11. 43-32 Southern Boone, 2:15 third quarter. Bell up top. Leaves near wing for Wietrich. Crossover three-pointer, right rim. High rebound for Maynard. And the Eagles into the front court. Stick note stop and start. Left side three-pointer, Gilmore, right rim, high bounce. Offensive board follow for Smith, too easy. 45-32 Southern Boone. A minute 53rd quarter. Bell, left elbow, jump shot, front rim. Rebound Southern Boone with Smith. Stick note baseline, draws a foul, that's on Stewart. Bit of a choppy third quarter. Stewart needs a breather here as he was on the ground for a moment. So Miller comes in. Southern Boone possession, left to right, 45-32 its lead. A minute 40 to play in the third. The Eagles undefeated, number four in the state. Near wing post. Passes for Gilmore. Left side stick note. He visited Lindenwood last night. Twists up and under, layup short, tipped around. Bell saves it inbounds off the back of post in possession of Moberly. Phenomenal play from Bell in what's been his best game of the year. He's tied a season high with nine. Minute 20, third quarter, 45-32 Southern Boone. And the sophomore returning starter, Bell, walks it up for the 6-2 Spartans. Their second game without Savion Thorpe. The back-to-back Crest All-Star out for the year with a compound fracture in his right leg. Out of bounds, near side possession, stays Moberly. And Bell's the guy they wanted to step up. But tonight it's almost been too much of Braden Wietrich with 22 of Moberly's 32. Down 13, a minute 13, third quarter. Near corner, Stone King. Passes for Bell on the Spartans logo near side. Bombs far corner, Graves. Eyes the feet, and bounce pass middle, Miller. He's just 1-for-2 from the field since the opener when he was 3-for-3. Pass intended for him, tipped up and taken. Right block, layup, stick note scores. Stick note with 16. And a steal on the inbound, right block, layup, and a blocking foul call. Trammell to the line for two. 47-32 Southern Boone. 48 seconds, third quarter. That is Graves with his first. Trammell's first, true. Andy Jansen says Trammell has not shot it as well this year. He had 63-point makes a year ago, 5 threes in the opener. But he got his wrist rolled up on, and he's just now getting back into form. He makes a pair for 12 and promptly checks out. Tanner Goodrich back in. 49-32 Southern Boone's edge, 48 seconds third quarter. Wietrich skips front court, between the legs. Left elbow, floater off balance and in. Wietrich with 24. More than 1,100 career points. Southern Boone to hold for one. 49-34 its advantage. 25 seconds third quarter. Bell comes up to pressure. Now a trap. Left corner Gidrich all alone. Thought about three. Off for Gilmore though. 18 seconds third quarter. Stick note left side in front of head coach Andy Jansen. Black sleeve on the left knee. Now Gilmore left side. Enters middle. Smith back to the basket with 6 seconds. Stolen from behind. Stone King one-on-one. Left block. Layup denied. Out of bounds baseline with 1.6. What a block from stick note. The average is less than a block a game. Came in with emphasis there. 1.6 third quarter. Moberly possession on the baseline on the M in Moberly. Down 15. Near corner three. Wietrich doesn't touch rim. 49-34 Southern Boone after three. You're listening to Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Seidenstruger has been by your side providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, schedule your winter service package to assure you will be ready when the season arrives. Schedule now online or in-store for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstruger location. Seidenstricker is your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
Free delivery offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Start of the fourth quarter, 49-34, Southern Boone's lead. Mobley possession, right to left. Home whites, blue numbers, red trim. Mobley in search of a fifth straight win, but work to do. Bell up top, matchup zone for Southern Boone. Straight away, Stone King, a lot of room. Dribbles left side, bounce pass middle. Miller, layup, finger rolls home. I mentioned in the third quarter, Miller just two field goal attempts since the opener, but gets it there. 49-36, Southern Boone with possession, left to right. 25 seconds into the fourth. Number four in the state, 10-0. 19 wins a year ago. A combined 52 wins the previous two seasons. Stick note spins, right block layup, drops home. Stick note with 18, just shy of his season average. Southern Boone's lead back up to 15, 45 seconds into the fourth. Wietrich fall away jumper, left rim. Tipped around, offensive board. Mobley basketball. Wietrich in the middle. Powers left block. Layup, deuce. Wietrich with 26. 51-38 Eagles. A minute into the fourth. Southern Boone head coach Andy Jansen said they need to do a better job closing games, and that'll help. Trammell with a near side triple. 54-38 Southern Boone. Wietrich knives left block. Layup answers. Wietrich with 28. Matches his season high from his freshman year. Foul on the far side on Stone King. The senior scored a career high 35 those Saturday in the victory against Warrington 61-60 in overtime. 54-40 Southern Boone's advantage. 6:36 fourth quarter. Trammell to the free throw line for the 1-1. Trammell, a senior, undecided on his future. He was AAU teammates with Sticknote this summer on a team out of Washington, Missouri. Played a lot in St. Louis and Kansas City. His 1-1 all net. He's got 16. He's an 80% free throw shooter. Red shoes, black socks. The senior spins, releases, and sinks. 56-40 Southern Boone. 6.5 to go. Wietrich opposite the screen. Right elbow fall away. Front rimming in. Wietrich with 30 in front of his brother Tanner, a former Spartan All-Stater. The Iowa shortstop. Still home on the holiday break. 56-42 Southern Boone. 6:10 fourth quarter. Trammell up top. Scoops left side. Gilmore, who twists. Free throw line. Right block layup. Good. Gilmore displays the athleticism. He's got 19. An all-state soccer player who his head coach, Andy Jansen, says could play basketball or soccer next level. Wietrich short on a three near side. Gilmore rebounds. Knives right block. Layup back-to-back. 21 for the first team all-conference performer. 60-42 Southern Boone. 5:40 to play. Bell right block. Layup can't respond. Loose baseline, saved inbounds, off the foot of Trammell, gets up with it. Do we have a travel or a foul? It is a travel. So possession stays with the Spartans. And their second game without the superstar Savion Thorpe. Compound fracture in the right leg, out for the year, but on the building, on the bench. Right side, Kester grabs, rolls it right block, Wietrich who spins, lost it out of bounds. But off the hand of Southern Boone, possession stays Moberly. Blake Dunn checks in. Tanner Goodrich departs. Left block. Miller all alone. Bobbled it on the way up. Would have had a gifted two, but it's turned over on the baseline in possession to the Eagles. Gilmore gallops front court. Finds Stickno back up top. Gilmore into the left corner. Maynard. Pass middle. Trammell into a double team and a foul call. 1-1. So Trammell back to the line. Trammell's first. Front rim, good. He's got 18. Only four players have scored for Southern Boone. 21 for Gilmore, 18 for Trammell, 18 for Sticknote, 4 for Smith. Trammell second. Front rim, misses right, rebound Kester. 61-42, Moberly's deficit. 3 minutes played in the fourth. Bell near side, jumper tipped. Sticknote with his second block, rebound Moberly. Miller left block, layup can't score it, but a foul called and free throws ahead. That is the third on Maynard. Just 14 fouls on Southern Boone, though, 8 on Moberly. Miller 1-for-2 at the line this year. And his first on that. Miller was a second-team all-conference linebacker for Moberly this year, the team's leading tackler for the Spartans, who lost to these Eagles 12-6 in the district championship on a snow-covered field. He gets the second. That gives him 4. His most since the opener when he had 6. 61-44, Southern Boone with possession. Left to right, 4:50 fourth quarter. Near side, Dunn pops it near wing. Gilmore, Stone King on him. Gilmore dances. Right side, up and under. Back rim out. Tipped up. Long rebound, Southern Boone. Left side open, 3. Sticknote. Rebound for Stewart. Moberly basketball. Weitrich shimmies in the front court and draws a foul. That's 5 on Southern Boone. That is 4 on Trammell. .427 fourth quarter. 61-44 Southern Boone. Near side Weitrich. Dances baseline, right block reverse, layup for a deuce. That's 32 for the senior. Near side, Sticknote. Barrels and kicks out. Left corner, 3. Trammell answers. Trammell with 21. 64-46, Southern Boone. Weitrich left side, runner. Do they count it? No, baseline inbound. Foul on the floor. Second on Gilmore. Stone King to inbound baseline on the M and Moberly in the red paint. And he gets it to Kester. The 5-5 done on him. Kester crosses over. Left side, kick out. Right wing, 3. Stone King air balls. Offensive board. Stewart, that'll work. His first field goal. He had 8 points and 6 rebounds in the win at Booneville. 64-48, Southern Boone, 3:36 fourth quarter. Left side, 25-footer, Trammell front rim. Rebound Weitrich, just off the blue baseline paint. He's into the front court, stops near wing, launches a 3 short, rebound Stone King. Up into contact, no, still volleyballed around. Weitrich's follow front rim and 2. Weitrich with 34, 64-50 Southern Boone, 3:13 to go. Gilmore stop and start, left block, reverse, layup for 2. 23 for Gilmore and a timeout, Southern Boone, 66-50 its lead. 3:07, fourth quarter on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Roll into the new year in a quality pre-owned SUV or crossover from Thomas Motors. Thomas Motors has slashed prices on quality pre-owned SUVs and crossovers. Head into Thomas Motors today and check out these quality pre-owned vehicles. A 2017 GMC Acadia, a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica, a 2015 GMC Terrain, and so many more quality pre-owned vehicles. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
Crime rates go down only when the community gets involved. In Randolph County, people just like you are making a difference by calling the Moberly Crime Line, 269-8477. While rewards are often given, you can leave your tip anonymously. What's important is that you're making a conscious effort to clean up the community. A simple phone call can truly make a difference. Do your part. You have nothing to lose except for the crime. The Moberly Crime Line, 269-8477.
.307 on the fourth quarter clock, 66-50, Southern Boone leads. Moberly possession, right to left out of the Andy Jansen timeout. He talked in the pregame about how, despite being 10-0, they haven't played close to their best basketball, just not shooting it as well this year. 29% from three, and that has, at times, prevented them from closing games the way they'd want to. He said some of those 10-point wins should have been 30-40 point wins if this same group shot it the way they did last year. It's out of bounds baseline. Possession still with Moberly. Stone King, the baseline inbounder for the Spartans. The sophomore floats it up top. Stewart, who hands off Kester. Near side, Stone King. Back, Wietrich. Right side, three, front rim. Stewart offensive board, tip no, Miller's follow, block, but back up again, it rolls in. That ties a career high six for the sophomore. He entered tonight just 4-for-5 from the field on the season. Moberly down just 14. So Moberly up one in the fourth quarter. At 66-52, it trails overall, 2:20 to play. Stick note up in under, right rim. Rebound Stewart. Wietrich dashes into the front court. Twist, left block, layup, career high, and a foul. Wietrich with 36, and it cuts the Moberly deficit to 12. Back-to-back games with a career high for the senior. .209 to play. Moberly down 12 and now down 11. 37 for Wietrich. Kress All-Star, three-time second-team All-Conference, well on his way to a first-team All-Conference senior year. Already with an offer from Moberly Area Community College. 66-55, Moberly trails. 2 minutes to play. Trammell up top, behind the back. Bobbles it over to teammate Tyson Smith, who hands off Gilmore. Wietrich on him man-to-man. Moberly extends its pressure. Gilmore sprints middle. Hands off left block, reverse layup. Smith blocked from behind, but a foul call. Minute 42 to play, 66-55, Southern Boone leads. Smith's first free throw, good. He's got five. Smith's one of those guys who hasn't shot it quite the way he did last year. 19% from three this year. He was 43% from the perimeter a year ago. He extends the lead to 12 and now up to 13. 68-55, Southern Boone. Moberly possession. Wietrich bangs into the front court. Hands off Stone King, who bobbles and corrals. Up top, Kester. Ball fake. Drives left block. Layup good. Kester with his first field goal after back-to-back double-doubles. 68-57, Southern Boone leads with possession left to right. A minute 24th quarter. Right block, layup, Smith too easy. Wietrich three up top, buries it. 40 for the senior. 70-60, Southern Boone. A minute to play. Gilmore spins in the front court, bobbles it, it's loose. Tie up at midfloor, still Southern Boone ball. And a timeout for Andy Jansen and the Eagles. This is what he was talking about not finishing games the way he wants to. We've got a 30-second timeout. 70-60 Southern Boone, 52 seconds, fourth quarter. 30-second timeout.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
...70-60, Southern Boone in front, 52 seconds to play fourth quarter. Near side inbound for Reese Gilmore. Southern Boone in the double bonus. Oh, he's got a foul. Don't have time to pick and choose here. Stone King goes for the steal. Stick note circles middle. Well, he's got a foul. Left block, layup, Smith for a deuce. That did not work out as planned. 72-60, Southern Boone. Leitrich three straight away, back iron, and a rebound for Sticknote. 72-60, Southern Boone. And a foul in the backcourt on Kester. So more free throws for Southern Boone. And Kester's day is done. And everybody does their subbing. First free throw short for Sticknell. Sticknote second, short, rebound Moberly, 72-60, it's deficit. Stone King near wing, off screen left, bounce pass middle, it's tipped around. And a layup right side front rim, no, but a follow for two is Nick Post on the left side. So 74-60, Southern Boone takes it at Moberly High School to improve to 11-0 on the season. Moberly drops to 6-3 with its four-game losing streak snapped. We'll come back, run through some of the numbers on Quicks.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you. Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We're back at Moberly High School as the Spartans fall to Southern Boone 74-60. Our point totals: Braden Weitrich with 40 for Moberly, Trey Kester had 3, Andre Bell had 9, Gavin Stewart had 2, Jackson Miller had 6. For Southern Boone, Reese Gilmore with 23, Tyson Smith with 10, 21 for Brady Trammell, 18 for Sam Stickno. Broadcast brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, First State Community Bank, C&R Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College, in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. Side and Strigger, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Southern Boone 11-0. Up next, it has the California tournament. Moberly up next, also in the California tournament. Meanwhile, after that, it'll be the Macon tournament. Southern Boone will play Versailles after the California tournament. 74-60, the final. The outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Moberly for all of your insurance needs. Auto, home, life. Well, this is an easy one. Braden Weitrich, back-to-back games with career highs and points. 35 in the overtime win Saturday, this time with 40. We'll have coaches with us momentarily. You're listening to Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Coach Cord Hagedorn after a 74-60 loss to number 4, 10-0, now 11-0, Southern Boone here at Moberly High School. What do you view as the difference tonight?
Right now, they're probably a better team than we are, and more just five guys, and they know their roles right now, and went from there. And they hit some shots. Coach Jansen said they haven't played their best offensively. I thought they played pretty darn good tonight, and so that was probably the difference. And, you know, I'd like to think that we're closer than a 14-point spread to them and closer to that. But tonight we weren't, and that might have been the difference.
We'll get into the other guys in just a moment. But Braden Weitrich, back-to-back career highs, 35 on Saturday, 40 tonight. What can you say about what he's doing right now?
I mean, he's hitting some shots, and he's hitting some tough shots. And coaches are flustered as much as I would if somebody was doing that to us too. And you know, and we can't ask for much more. You know, he played 32 minutes tonight, and you know, he shot a lot, but he also did what some of his better shots or worse shots are going to be better than right now some of the other ones best shots. And so we've got to figure out how we can get five guys to move the ball. And especially tonight against a 2-3 matchup, you know, we didn't make them move enough. And the more that we'll make them move, then they can, some other guys can slip and some other guys can find gaps that we can get them the ball.
Court Hagedorn with us post game. How encouraged were you by Andre Bell's performance in what seemed like his best game of the year?
It was all right. Yeah, I'm a good one. You know, it's an up and down road. We're gonna, as a point guard, you probably ask him to do a little bit more than and ask him to run. You know, there's some things we want him to work on and get better at. But he was in attack mode. He hit a couple jump shots tonight and was able to get to the free throw line and so, you know, he's gonna give us that. And I think he had 6 or 8, and we're gonna need that from him. You know, and then hopefully we can get something where he gets to 10 or 12 as we move forward. But we're all playing those new roles, and hopefully we can make them better.
We're talking to Court Hagedorn postgame, and we obviously don't want to beat this to death, but as you mentioned, trying to get those other guys involved. One point there where 23, Wietrich had 17, Bell had the 6. What are you looking for from some of the other pieces on the floor with all the attention that Wietrich is attracting?
There were some shots that were really good. I mean, we had point-blank layups that we hit the bottom of the rim, or we just missed them, or we didn't get the rebound and gather it enough that we had to tip it out. And we had some decent shots that didn't go. I know Landon had a 3 in the corner. Dominic had 1 on the wing. You know, Gavin had some possessions there in the second half to give us some different things. And the more that we continue, hopefully, in practice playing and going together, and the more that we play games, you know, we're going to find and fill those things out and hopefully for the better that we can not give up 74 or whatever and keep games in the 50s. So, you know, because that's probably what we're going to have to do to win.
It's been a little bit of time since the California tournament. Give us an outlook. What's on tap for that?
Well, we play a really good 6 seed in Fulton. To start out, and then we, you know, if we can get by them, then you're looking at either Warrensburg or the host school. Either way, you know, win or lose, and Southern Boone's the 1 seed in there. I mean, there's a 10-1, you know, St. Elizabeth, and then you got Centralia, and so it's going to be interesting that there's a ton of teams that we've actually already played,
and a conference team.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we got to play them again right off the bat, you know, but. It's one of those things where we know a lot of what those teams do, and so we'll get a scouting report ready and see if we can't pull the one off against Fulton and slow that, you know, and have a good night there, and then see, you know, once you get in the winner's bracket, you never know. And I asked our guys to do 2 or 3 things, 4 things tonight and be in a game at the end. And we made it a game to, you know, 8 or 10, but you know, going in the fourth, I think it was 12 or 14, whatever it might have been.
Yep, 15, yep.
You know, and so we've got to be within more striking distance, 7 or 8 at that point in time, and see what you can do at the end of the game, and then you never know. You ask a team that thinks you're better than them, or they're better than us, and all of a sudden you make them think, and you make them go, oh, my God, these guys aren't too bad, even without Savion. So we'll see how it goes, and we've got to get better as a team right now.
Normally head coach Court Hagedorn after a 74-60 loss to Southern Boone. We appreciate your time as always. Look forward to seeing you at the Macon tournament.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
That is Spartans head man Court Hagedorn. They've got the California tournament first, then we'll see them at the Macon tournament all on regional radio. We'll come back, wrap it all up here from Moberly High School.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
What do you do when you have picky eaters in the family and everyone wants something different? Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the mix and match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, and oven-baked sandwich or eight-piece boneless wings, topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominoes.com.
We're back at Moberly High School as Southern Boone moves to 11-0 on this season with a 74-60 victory against Moberly. Little 8-0 Weetrich run there in the second quarter. What allowed you guys to pull away late in the third quarter in this one?
Yeah, I think, obviously Moberly is very well coached. Got a really a good group of boys there. Braden's obviously a tough out. Had a big night for them. We made some mistakes there late in the second quarter. We had three mistakes on the offensive end that resulted in getting him rolling a little bit. Got some steals and some easy layups and a dunk in there. We just got to make sure that, talk to the kids, we can't make those mistakes in big basketball games. And thought we came out in the second half and responded well.
You mentioned a lot in the pregame wanting to close games on the offensive end. How would you evaluate things from that standpoint?
Obviously, when you're being pressured, it's easy for you to get to the rim and, just got to make them. We took a couple threes in there as well. And, when you're making them, it looks great on the scoreboard. When you're not, it gets things a little bit tighter. I feel like we kept a pretty comfortable lead all the way down to the end. And, we were able to stretch them out there a little bit with about 2.5 to go. It definitely played in our favor. Obviously, we knew if we got fouled, we're going to the free throw line. We got a couple of nice players that can finish at the rim through contact, and when we get in those situations, we feel good about that.
We're joined by Andy Jansen, a post-game 16th year head man. Southern Boone now 11-0 on the season. Brady Trammell, you mentioned he's been dealing with a bit of a wrist there. You rely so much on Gilmore and Sticknote. How encouraged to have Trammell come out and play the way he did with 21 points?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, anytime we can contribute with other guys on the floor with us and hit some of those open looks, it definitely makes us a different basketball team. Brady played outstanding tonight, shot the ball well, and getting a little bit of rhythm. That helps. And, he's been our guy defensively all year that's worked his tail off and been a huge part of what our success has been to this point. And, obviously we want to get him rolling on the offensive end as well. And hopefully tonight was just a glimpse of where he's going to be.
Now you got the California tournament. Who are you going to open up that with as the top seed there?
We open up with Eldon. We played them in the conference tournament as well. So yep. Be our second time with them. They're a much better basketball team this year, and they're competitive, and it's a tough game anytime you play anyone more than once. And, look forward to seeing Moberly play against somebody else next week. It should be a really good basketball tournament.
And lastly for you, Coach Jansen, a team that had really just one full group practice before the season, given the state quarterfinal football run. How important is this tournament almost as a springboard, really just getting to that big second half stretch for your boys for a team with high hopes this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anytime you can be faced with a little bit of adversity and some tough competition, and I think we're going to see that next week. I think it builds character and it allows us to see who we are as a basketball program. We're excited. We're going to embrace it. There's some really good basketball teams down there, and you got to play well. You got to play four quarters to win. So, like I said, we discussed it a little bit. We're happy with where we're at. There's always room for improvement. I told the boys tonight it's the first time we've given up 60 points this year. So thankfully we shot the ball well because defensively we were struggling to slow Braden down there late. So, It's little pieces at a time, and if we're going to play well, we want to play well in January and February, so we're looking forward to the stretch run.
Southern Boone head coach Andy Jansen, we appreciate your time post-game here, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
That is Andy Jansen, Southern Boone head man, 11-0, number 4 in the state.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
74 to 60, the final. Southern Boone defeats Moberly here at Moberly High School. Southern Boone now 11-0, and they will play Eldon in the California tournament. Moberly falls to 6-3 on the year. It plays in the California tournament next as well. Braden Weitrich, career-high 40 points. He was our outstanding player of the game. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, First State Community Bank, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, and Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. That does it. Big thanks to Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Duick signing off. 74-60, Southern Boone takes it at Moberly High School.